Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We serve the great Lord God Almighty. He's mighty in the heavens. He's mighty in the earth. He is a mighty King, Almighty Father, Almighty God, Almighty Lord. We call upon His mighty name today. He is awesome and He is King. He is Lord, Lord God Almighty. Nothing impossible to our God. We welcome you to Bible Storyland this morning. We thank you that we serve the divine creator. He is divine and he is holy. And Father, this morning, we cover ourselves and our families with the blood and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Let your fire, oh God, the fire of God surround us like a shield, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper in the mighty holy name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving. We give you glory, 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 glory. Glory due to your name. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank you that you are Lord and King. You are our Father. Oh, Father God, let your glory be our covering and protect our backs. In the name of Jesus, hold us up and we will be safe. In the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus is a strong tower. We run into it in the mighty name of Jesus. And we shall be safe. We are safe when we run into that strong tower in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you make us to dwell in safety. Set us in safety from them who puff at us, O God. Let us dwell in the land safely. Lead us safely, and we will not fear. Let the sea overwhelm our enemies in Jesus' name. Let us lie down in safety and in peace. We dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, keep us as the apple of your almighty eye. Hide us under the shadow of your mighty wings, oh God. We trust in you, in the covert of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will we trust. Be our covert from the storms and the rain, oh God. Be our covert from the wind and the tempest. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover our heads in the day of battle. Cover us with the shadow of your hand. Cover us with your feathers, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we appreciate you, Father God. Oh, you are our defense. You are our refuge. No other God. We know none else like you, O God. Defend us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Defend us in the name of Jesus. Defend us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. You are a holy God. You are a righteous King. No God like you, Jehovah. Oh, Lord, you are our shield and you are a hiding place. Lord, surround us with your shield of protection. Bring them down, oh, Lord, our shield. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let your truth be our shield, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, you are our sun and our shield. Lord, you are our shield and exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. We will not be afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against us because you are our shield. You are a strong tower from the enemy. We give you all the praise this morning. We give you all the glory. You are the God that we serve. You are a holy God. You are a righteous King. No God like you, Jehovah. No God like you, Jehovah. No God like you, Jehovah. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah, our banner over us. You love us with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Father God, we love you, O Lord, our strength. We love you, O Lord, our strength. We give you all the glory, all the praise. All the honor belongs to you this day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, Father, you honor your word above your name, and so do we. And as we read your word in Philippians 2, it says, if there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. So, Father, today we thank you. We honor your word. You honor your word, and we honor your word, oh God. Your word is great, 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 great. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And, Father, Nehemiah 10, your word says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom this nothing is prepared. But this is holy. This day is holy unto the Lord. Neither ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So, Father, we thank you that your joy is our strength. Psalm 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So we thank you, Father God, that there is fullness of joy in your presence. And as we dwell in your presence this morning, put joy in our soul. Joy, joy, joy in our step. Joy in our soul, oh God. Psalm 35 says, for his anger endureth but a moment. His favor is life. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. And this is the morning for joy. Joy cometh in the morning. This is the morning for joy. And we are thanking our Heavenly Father for joy this morning. The joy that he gives us. We are thanking him for joy. Joy this morning. Joy is our portion. Joy. Good morning and welcome to Bible Story Lane again. Today is Joyful Praise Day. We are praising our Father with all that's in us. We are praising him like never before. We are praising him with joyful praise and thanksgiving. You know, joy is our portion, not sadness, not weariness, but joy. Joy is our portion. I thank God for each of you being on Bible Storyland this morning with us. And those who are listening by internet or whatever means you listen, we thank God for you. We appreciate each one of you. I'm not just talking to the group. I'm talking to everybody who's on and those who are listening and those who will listen. We appreciate you. We are so grateful God sent you our way. Oh, yeah, God is expanding our love. He's expanding our love. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the good news. He's expanding our love. He said, love me. Me with all your heart, soul, and strength. And love each other like you love yourself. So, Father, you're expanding our love to love one another like we love ourselves. So teach us, Lord, how to love ourselves. Teach us, oh God. Teach us. You are the master teacher, and we're depending on you today. We're depending on you today. And we give you all the glory, praise, and honor. I thank God for each of you who are on with us. I thank God for the love that he put in our heart for each of you. We love to praise our God on Bible Storyland. We love to give him glory. We love to give him praise. God is so good to us. He's so good to us. And you know what love is? Love is obedience. If you say that you love God but you're not obedient, guess what? The truth is not in your tongue. So we got to love God with all of our heart. The longer I live, the more I realize that we were created to give God glory. I didn't know that coming up, that I was created to give my maker glory. But I tell you, I'm trying to give him all the glory I could. I'm trying to make up for the glory I didn't give him already. I thank God that he's a mighty God. Our lives belong to him. So let's surrender to our King, to our God. Today, we are so grateful, you know, that God had you come on with us this morning. You know he woke you up? No, I know you think it was the alarm clock. Oh, no, but it was our King, our Father. It was our Father that woke us up. Well, we usually have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us. But let's see if she's on this morning. There she is. Hallelujah. 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 Hold on. Hold on. She's on. Hold on. There she is. Good morning. Hallelujah. We got Jackie on, too. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning, Donna. How are you?
Doing fine. I lost in the house. I did spend the night with my mom. She's in CCU, but she's doing much better today. Much better.
Okay. Can you turn the volume up a little bit? We can hardly hear you. Oops, got knocked off. She'll be back. He'll be back on to sing praises and glory unto his name. Well, we're thanking the Lord this morning. We have our cousin on who's going to be singing. We have on Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G. How are you all doing this morning?
Hey, he woke us up. When he woke me up, I'm all right. I'm in the land of the living. I'm still praising my God.
I know it. My cousin had to stay at the hospital with my auntie. They took her to the hospital yesterday, but I was so glad. They were trying to keep it a secret from me because they know I'm a crybaby. But
yeah.
I found out anyway. My cousin from Chicago called me, thank the Lord, that we got it.
Yeah,
I was working for a new... She told you?
Yes, she told me. She texted me yesterday as they were checking in the hospital. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our dear mother, Lord God, Mother Newsom. You know her. She's your daughter. She's been on the battlefield a long time. And, Lord, we thank you for her strength. And, Lord, she's not worried about a thing. She know you got her in the palm of your almighty hand. And we thank you that she will take up her bed and walk. She'll walk out the hospital. They won't even have to wheelchair her out. She'll walk out the hospital, and she'll give you much glory, much praise. And she'll say, I knew you were going to do it again for me, Lord. It's not her time, her season to leave. She got much work to do. So we are thanking you, Lord God, for Mother Newsom's strength and her health. We are touching your hem of your almighty garment for her health and her strength. Well,
please, Lord.
We got Pastor Donna Hawkins back on with us, and we got Jackie on. So, Pastor Donna, you ready to sing this morning?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Hold on one second.
All right. Well, we are thanking God for your mother's health and strength. We know she's going to take up that bed and walk and get on up out that hospital.
That's what we're looking forward to. Yes, we are. She's much better today, much better.
Amen.
You know, she went with me to Ohio, to Kansas, and we had a wonderful time. But she started to feel bad on Tuesday night, and then yesterday we just had to bring her to the hospital. But she's better. She's better.
Amen. We thank
all
God
right,
for her.
I'm singing. Glory to his name.
All right. Down
at the cross where my Savior died. Down where from cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Singing glory to his name. I'm singing glory to his name. Precious name. Singing glory to his name. Oh, that to my heart was the blood applied. Singing glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Singing Jesus' name, singing glory to his name, precious name, oh, there to my heart was the blood of life, singing glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in, singing glory to his name, singing glory to his name, precious name, singing glory to his name. Oh, there to my heart was the blood applied. I'm singing glory to his name, singing glory to his name, precious name. I'm singing glory to his name. Hold there to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to his name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name. Oh, my God. Thank you, Pastor Donna. Awesome, awesome song. Lord, give her strength. Lord, she stayed up all night in the hospital with her mother. Strengthen her body. Refresh her. Renew her. Strengthen you, oh God. And, Father, I thank you for removing any worry, any tension, any stress from her. Oh, God, I thank you that she knows that you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord. You are her joy. You are her strength. You are her refuge, oh God. And even as she sang glory to his name, she's giving you glory in spite of her circumstance, in spite of her situation. She's glorifying you like never before. So we thank you. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Well, we thank God for her cousin, Jackie Travis. Good morning again, Jackie. Thank you for being so flexible, Jackie.
No problem. I have Miss Martha here with me today. I came to the townhouse to cook for my 100-year-old man, and I came downstairs, and Miss Martha was down here. We met in the laundry room one day, and I was praising the Lord, and she came right on and ended right on in with me. She started singing, too. And ever since then, we've been talking and singing together. So,
what's her name?
Miss Martha. She's
oh, Miss Martha, okay.
She's in the townhouse, yeah. I'm so glad to hear that my auntie is doing much better. I hadn't talked to Donna, but I talked to my sisters I talked to both of my sisters, and they said she was doing good. I talked to my cousin. So I thank God for that. I know my auntie is a strong lady, Lord. It wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be the same if she wasn't with us. So we're just thanking God, and we know that she will be better. I thank the Lord for that.
Amen,
so
amen.
Miss Martha's going to sing a song this morning. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Okay. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
What a holy God.
What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him.
What a mighty God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a righteous God. What a righteous God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a righteous God we serve. What a loving God we serve. What a loving God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a loving God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a loving God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a loving God we serve. Ooh, Lord, I thank you. What a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. Thank you, Lord. What a wonderful God we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. The angels bow before him. Oh, heaven and earth adore him. What a wonderful God we serve. We serve, we serve. What a wonderful God we serve. We serve, we serve. Woo! What a wonderful God we serve. Oh, yeah. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Oh, amen. What'd you say her name, Miss Martha?
Yes, Miss Martha.
Ooh, Lord.
Well, thank you, Miss Martha. We appreciate you being on with us this morning with Jackie. Oh, my God, what a mighty God we serve. We thank God for both of you. What a mighty God we serve. He's holy, he's mighty, and guess what? The angels bow. Now, you know if angels bow before and worshiping him, we need to bow down and worship him as well. So I thank God for each of you this morning. I thank God that glory, glory, we're giving glory to his name. To the mighty God that we serve. He's awesome and he's mighty. So I thank the Lord. Well, we have a guest on with us this morning, a special guest. She's on with us from New Orleans, Louisiana. I met her quite a few years ago before Katrina. She used to come to the school that I had in my garage, and she used to play beautiful music for the children, praise music. She's a worshiper and a praiser. Her name is Susan Davis. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine. I'm fine. We as you said, the Lord woke us up this morning.
Amen.
And I'm happy
Amen.
About that.
Amen. Yes. Well, I thank God for Susan. She's going to play, and after Susan, we're going to call Karen to play. Karen is awesome. And you know what? They both have something in common. They don't see by the natural, but they see by the Spirit of the Most High God. And these two women are very, very precious to me. They play music like the angels. Go ahead, Susan. What are you going to play today?
I'm going to play Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Susan. Savior, like our shepherd, lead us. The Lord is our shepherd, and he leads us in the paths of righteousness. Thank you so much, Susan. That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I thank God for you being on with us this morning. You know, she's a mighty woman of God, and God leads her daily, wherever she has to go, whatever she has to do. And I thank God for Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. Good morning again, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for you. I tell you what, she's an anointed player. She plays music beautifully, beautifully. What are you going to play this morning, Kara?
I will sing of the Redeemer.
All right, go right ahead. Of the Redeemer. You know God is a great Redeemer. He redeemed us out the hand of the enemy. And we thank the Lord this morning for what he's doing. Savior, like our shepherd, lead us. We will sing of the Redeemer. What a mighty God we serve. Glory to his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. Isn't he awesome? He is mighty. He is mighty. He is mighty. Well, we're thanking the Lord this morning. As I said, for each of you, well, we have Evangelist Stacy Holman on with us this morning. Good morning, Evangelist. How are you? Stacy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. God bless you. I'm here.
Amen. All Amen. Right. You're going to sing this morning?
Sure. Amen.
All right. What you going to sing?
How great is our God?
How great is our God. Oh, my God, that's one of my favorite, too. Go ahead.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Always see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Always see how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of all praise. And our hearts will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great is our God. You're the name above all names. Yes, you are. You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. You're the name. You're the name above all names. You are worthy. You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you. I love that song, How Great is Our God. His name is above all gods. You know them little G's, they don't even count. But he is great and mighty, capital G. Our God is a great God. God, he's worthy of all of our praise. On Joyful Praise Day today, we're giving him praise, glory, and honor. So I thank God for all of the songs that have been sung. We got one more song before our speaker come on for the hour. We got a great treat for you this morning. Our speaker is from Jacksonville, Florida. Miss Ludell, good morning from Appling, Georgia.
Good morning, everybody.
How you doing?
How's everybody feeling?
Feeling great, feeling great. God woke us up.
Yes.
How's your family, Miss Ludell?
They all doing nice, thank God.
Amen. I told you she's the youngest one on here, y'all. What's your birthday month, Miss Ludell? I don't want to miss it.
2/10/22.
Oh, February. All right.
Right.
February the 2nd.
Right. 22.
Oh, okay. All right. 1922. Woo, hallelujah. Right. I wouldn't even thought about. You going to sing for us this morning, Miss Ludell?
Yes, ma'am. Call
what
Jesus.
What you going to sing? Huh?
I'm going to sing, Call Jesus.
Call Jesus.
Call
all right.
Jesus. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call Jesus. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, you just call him by his name. If you sick, Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. If you sick, Lord, call him by his name. Call him by his name. Call him by his name. His name is Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, my Lord. Jesus, you just call him by his name. If your mother lives, call him by his name. If your mother lives, call him by his name. If your mother lives, call him by his name. name, call him by his name, call him by his name is Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus. Well, yes, call him by his name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Call him by his name. Hallelujah. He's perfect in all his ways. We got to call on Jesus. You know, we are imperfect people. We forget things. Some things I say, oh, my God, I should have said this. I should have done that. And you know how we are. But we can call on the perfect one, Jesus. Call him by his name. His name is mighty. His name is awesome. His name is powerful. As a matter of fact, we don't have human words to express how great he is. But we are thanking him that he's the Most High God. And, you know, Ephesians 4:11 says, and God gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And I want to introduce you today to Apostle Earl Thomas. He is such a man. He is an apostle called by God to make sure we're coming towards perfection, doing the work of the ministry. He's edifying the body of Christ on a daily basis. I was there last night under the tent. We had Friday night service, and I tell you, the brother who brought forth the message, he was, oh, my God, power-packed man of God. And Apostle Earl Thomas, he knows God as his daddy. I love to hear him sing. He's a prayer warrior. He's chosen to perfect us. He's chosen by God. His church, he can be found at the church almost every night. It's called Warriors on Fire of Deliverance Ministry. It's in Jacksonville, Florida. The address, 1533 West 23rd Street at the corner of Wilson and 23rd. So join Apostle and us on Sunday morning. We'll be there. Tuesday night, he's there. And Friday night and some other times, many times. So you can find him. You can find him walking the streets of Jacksonville praying. Good morning, Apostle.
Praise the Lord.
Oh,
hello?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you clear.
Oh, God bless you.
God bless you. We thank God for you, Apostle. I thank God for what you're pouring into my life on a daily basis. He's an awesome man of God, powerful man of God. So we thank God for what he's doing in Jacksonville, Florida. He knows that Jacksonville and Jesus go hand in hand. He knows that Jacksonville belongs to Jesus. So he's going to bring us a message this morning from the Lord. He's always in the throne room now. So go right ahead. Let God have his way, Apostle.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm so glad to be here in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for you. Amen. I call you training prophetess G. Thank God for that prophetic man on your life. Thank God for how he put you, amen, in such time like this on this great radio broadcast and all the wonderful peoples of God, amen, that you got with you this morning singing those Zion songs. It's just such a blessing. Amen. I appreciate God for just me and you and the Holy Ghost in you, and you sold out and dedicated, and you sanctified. Thank God for people like you. Told Jeremiah that he had sanctified him and ordained him, amen, before he was even put in his mama womb. And we appreciate God, amen, for sanctifying you for his people and cleaning you up for his people for such time like this. And the people that's on the broadcast with you this morning, that the Holy Ghost will have this way and people will be delivered and set free and made whole in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I appreciate God for, amen, that night under the tent, amen. I heard about you, amen, but I had never seen you before under Pastor Mary's tent. Glory to God, Mary, the divine intent, amen, and how God just used you under there, amen, that night, and you were just such a blessing, amen, in your prayers. When I walked under the tent, you was praying and, amen, crying out to the Lord, and God really moved that night under the tent. And I was thinking about those two blind leaders. I was thinking about under that same tent, Lord God, Pastor Mary had, amen, on the west side here in Jacksonville, Florida. When I went under the first night, amen, it was a blind lady and a blind man came under the tent. And when they came under the tent, they had a dog with them, amen, and to help them make sure they get where they was going. They said they heard the tent and God just led them down there at night. But they didn't know that God had led them for a miracle, that something was getting ready to happen in their life to turn them upside down. And they'll never be the same again. At the time, they was living together, amen, as boyfriend and girlfriend, amen. They was living together. And that night when they was under the tent, the Lord led me, and I asked the woman of God, could I pray for them? And she allowed me to pray for them, amen, after the word of God got through, and I prayed for them. And God told me that he was getting ready to open, amen, the lady's eyes, and he did. He opened her eyes. She said the only thing she could see was shadows. She couldn't see nobody clearer. Amen. She could see shadows, and she couldn't, sometimes she couldn't tell what the shadows were. But that night, God gave her a miracle and just opened up, because Pastor Mary is a woman of faith and believed God, saying the Lord God rebuked. When I prayed for her, God opened her eyes. But the man, God didn't open his eyes up, amen, right then and there. He spoke to me, and he told me in 7 days' time, he said, in 7 days' time, your eyes will be open. And I told him, I said, the Lord said, in 7 days, your eyes is going to be open. In 7 days, this is something, amen, to have a joyful praise, amen. The blind eyes is coming open. And when I was going, amen, back to the tent, and he had gave me this address. He was a few doors from the tent. And I stopped in his house and knocked on his door, and he came out, amen. And I began to talk to him, and he told me that God had done it. God had opened his eyes, like he said, in 7 days' time, gave him that miracle through the power of the Holy Ghost. Ghost gave him that miracle. And I give God praise for that, amen. And a few weeks later, they called me, Lord of God, and they went to a church where his pastor would not marry him, amen, because he said he had been married before and his pastor didn't want to marry him. So he asked me, will I marry them, amen? And I said, sure, amen. Marriage is honor, but that the bed won't be defiled. And he said, marriage is honor unto God, amen, that the bed will be undefiled. And so I went and I did their wedding right there in the house with his family, and amen. The power of God moved in that place that night when I was doing his wedding, Lord of God, and God opened him and his fiance eyes, amen, and turned around, Lord of God, and they got married. Lord of God, the greatest miracle was, amen, not just the eyes being opened, but, amen, they came out of sin, Lord of God, and came to Jesus. I believe that God is going to work miracles and signs and wonders through his people, not just so, amen, Lord of God, they can be healed, but so they can get delivered and set free. Glory to God. Many times people, amen, want the healer, but they don't want to deliver. But God, amen, sometimes single people's out. He said to the man, they said, who or what the fault it is that this man is blind? He said, I wonder if this his mama, his dad, who sinned? Who did wrong? Jesus said, nobody sinned. He said, this is done so I can get the glory. This day, not yesterday, but this day, not tomorrow, but this day. God is doing something this day to somebody in the Holy Ghost. God is moving for somebody this day in the Holy Ghost. It was a setup that night under the tent for that man and woman eyes, her eyes to come open and his eyes to come open 7 days. And then 2 weeks later, they would get amen, totally set free and get married, and God will use that for his glory. And that man, Jesus prayed for him that day. His blind eyes came open and everybody was able to see. The Bible said it like this. It said that Jesus worked notable miracles and notable signs and wonders. It said, not my fame, not your fame, not the woman of God fame, but said the fame of Jesus spread abroad and people came from miles and miles to see the fame of Jesus. Amen. When we make Jesus famous, then he'll do the rest. I know that's right. So many times people try to make their own self famous when we need to just yield to God. God is not looking for great names. He's not looking for popular people. I often say the Lord is looking for yielding vessels. If he can get some somebody to yield. He got Pastor Mary to yield to put up that tent. He got me to yield to come under that. Amen. And he sent the young man and woman of God. And as we yield, the Lord, amen, did something in their life. Not only opened their eyes in the natural, but he opened their eyes spiritually. Amen. That they'll come out of sin. It was a backsliding preacher. And this woman had never been saved before. She had never been delivered. But this man was a backsliding preacher. Not only a preacher, but he was a prophet. And God set him free instantly and made him whole. Amen. And I know that's what the Lord is doing right now. He said, told the woman, said, go and sin no more. He said, your faith has made you whole. Amen. I just don't want to be free, but I want to be whole, because I know if I'm whole, amen, then everything will be all right, because I can be, amen, inside of the jail, and they can free, amen, glory to God, the shackles off my hands and take the yoke off my necks, but is the bar still there? How many know that's right? Amen. I'm still in bondage, and a lot of people have came out of jail and came out of prison, but in the midst coming out of jail and coming out of prison, in the midst of it all, amen, prison's still in them. I told my nephew, amen, he's been in trouble ever since he was, amen, about 9 or 10 years old, and he's been in and out of the jail and the judicial system, amen, since he was about 14 years old. And I told him, I said, when you come out of prison, prison got to come out of you. If you don't come out of you, you're going to go back over and over and over. Although the bar's not there, you ain't got nobody over you, nobody telling you when to wake up, nobody telling you when to lay down, nobody telling you when to go to the bathroom, you still have that bondage in you. But the Bible said it like this. He said, who Christ make free is free indeed. Amen. When God free you, my God, you're free. He free you from the inside out. And freedom, amen, can be a process for some people, and freedom can be insolent for others. It's called, it's based on you, amen. If you yield, if you surrender, if you deny yourself, if you sell out and pick up your cross and follow Jesus. My testimony, amen, I was by myself for 8 and almost 9 years, and God kept me from fornication and adultery. Amen. Many times the devil fought me, he came against me, and I cried out to the Lord. And I remember the scripture talking about joyful praise day. The Bible said that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I think so much about that word Lord. And amen, we just said that Jesus is our Lord, but that word is a powerful word, Lord. Amen. Just thinking about the word Lord, and I looked at the definition. One of the definitions for Lord means that he's rightly owner of territory, rightly owner of you, rightly owner. Jesus is the rightly owner of me. But what he had to do, I had to allow him to come back and possess. Amen. A lot of people are demon possessed, but God said, I want to possess, amen, you. I want to possess you. When them demons come out, we got to allow the Holy Ghost to possess us. We got to allow the Spirit of God, because the Bible said, when the unclean spirit come out of us, if we don't allow God to possess us, he'll come and look and he'll see, amen, that we're doing all right. But then he'll go get his 7-time brothers and he see an open door. The Word of God said that those demonic spirits will come in. That's why God want to possess us as Lord. What happened years ago when it was territory, just said we would take America, and if America was this territory, and amen, nobody dominated, maybe somebody dominated America like the Indians, amen, somebody would come and they would make up their mind that I want that territory and it's my territory, and sometimes they would have to fight. It's just like when the children of Israel came out of bondage, and when Moses died, the Bible said in Joshua, the first chapter said, Moses, my servant, is dead. And he said, Joshua, I want you to rise up. And that's what we have to do. God wants us to rise up. He don't want us to stay where we at. He wants us to rise up. I saw Prophetess G last night. Some young people was walking, and she was sitting down, and some of them didn't want to come, amen, under the tent. So she rose up, amen, and she didn't wait to force them, but she went to encourage them, amen, glory to God, to, amen, to come and let her pray for her. And some of them told lies and they made a skew. And one young girl, they plotted, she cried and said they weren't no kin to each other. She said, Mama want us to come home, but he, the woman of God to stand firm, amen, to curse them. And she prayed for all of those children. And she got all of them and prayed for them and spoke a word over their life. And the Bible said it like this. It said, from the time of John the Baptist up to now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and it said that the violence, they took it by folks. We know that the devil ain't going to give us nothing. We're in the last days. He's not going to give us nothing. He's going to give the body of Christ nothing. He's going to try to keep us divided, keep us in our own building, keep us in our own churches. But when we come together, he said, I want you and these our people. He had to get rid of the old people because they had Egypt in them. As I said earlier, they can't out of bondage, but bondage didn't come out of them. They had Egypt in them. They still had Egypt in their soul. They still had Egypt in their spirit. I tell you, they were so tied to Egypt. They was just like a man and woman, amen, so tied. They're not together, but the soul tie would mess you up, and that's where they were so tied to Egypt. They had Egypt in their spirit, and God said, well, I'm going to cause something to happen to get these people out of the way, and then I'm going to rise up a people that's going to rise up. I'm going to raise up a people that's going to rise up with my man of God, that's going to rise up with my servant, and they're going to go. He said to Joshua, he said, I want y'all to rise right now. And he said, I want you to go possess the land. He said, whatever your feet tread over, he said, that's I'm going to give it to you. And Joshua, them, they rose up in obedience to the Lord. They rose up in obedience to the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And when they rose up, the Bible said, they began to take the land. But when they got there, it was, amen, giants was in there. It was the Hittites and the Jebusites. It was the Philistines. And other people had possessed this land because Abraham, God promised to him many years before then. He said his people were going to bondage for 400-some years. But in the fullness of time, God ain't going to bring you out to the fullness of time. You might as well hold on and sell out. You might as well hold on and seek him. You might as well hold on and to the joy of the Lord, because it's your strength. And so they began, amen, to do what the Lord said. But when they got there, the giants had took over the land because the children of Israel had been gone out because of Joseph. It was a family in the land, and God had sustained, amen, Joseph, the one they put in prison, the one that they put with Joseph, came out of prison. Prison came out of him. He came out with a word. He came out when we come out of sin. Sin got to come out of us. We got to let the word overtake us. We got to let the word possess us. We got to let the word, you can't let the word possess you without the Holy Ghost, because the word of God said it like this. He said, let the latter kill it, but the spirit make it alive. The Holy Ghost in your spirit. The Holy Ghost is three part of man. That's the spirit, soul, and body. And when the Holy Ghost get with your spirit first, your soul got to line up, and the body got to yield. The body got to throw up those hands and shout, I surrender, I yield, I yield, I deny myself. And I'll pick up my cross, and I'll follow you, Jesus. I'll follow the Holy Ghost. I'll follow the anointing. Breaks and destroy every yoke, but ye shall receive power. After this, the Holy Ghost is come up on you to be my witness. Oh, my God. And so they was out there possessing the land that the Lord said, this is my territory, and I want it back. That drug addict is my territory, and I want it back. That prostitute is my territory, and I want it back. That man or that woman in same-sex relationship is my territory, and I want it back. All souls are mine, but the soul that's in it shall surely die. And so he said, I want my land back. I gave it to Abraham. I didn't give it to the giants. I didn't give it to the giants of, amen, the rap and the hip-hop. I didn't give it to the giants of sepulcher. I didn't give it to the giants of the world. I gave it to my man Abraham. And I'm going to raise up somebody out of his lineage, somebody, one of his seeds, to take my land. God said, I had a vision this morning, and I opened this field, and I saw beautiful green seeds. I mean, it was thousands of seeds in a little field. It was thousands upon thousands of seeds, and I saw they was green, and green is represent, amen, some of be holy like Jeremiah. Amen. God got on him before he got it with just a seed, but getting ready to be planted in his mother's wombs before he got in his daddy's lungs. God spoke a word upon that seed and put his presence on it and put his mark on it. And God said, I already marked this land. I already marked this. This is the promised land. This is the land that I gave Abraham. I told him to leave his heathen father, his heathen family, his heathen kinsmen. I told him to leave it all and possess the land. And God had Abraham to leave it all to possess that land. His daddy, he gave opportunity, but his daddy did not take the opportunity. So God said, Abraham, will you be willing? Abraham was like me and prophet's training, prophet's G, and the pastors and many others. Pulled her hands up and shout, I possess the land on the talk radio. I possess the land in school. I possess the land in daycare. I will possess the land. And he went with God, showed him. Locke went with him, and Locke looked over there and saw another land, and he wanted over there, so he went there to that land. Amen. But Abraham followed the land that looked like a bunch of hills. It's good sometimes to see a land full of mountains called mountain. Amen. Some mountain is gold. Some mountain is arena. Some mountain, amen, it's beasts. It's a good deals and bells and other things. My God, some people look at mountains as stumbling blocks, but if you ride in, amen, Tennessee, amen, you will go and see people driving in mountains, living in mountains, got oil wells in mountains, got gold mountains in mountains, got Iran, got silver, amen, all kind of things could be in mountains, amen. And God said, I want you to possess the land, because I'm Lord over it, because I raise up a Lord in Jericho, Abraham, Lord, raised up a Lord, which was Abraham, not Baptist. Raised up a Lord, which was Abraham, and told him the land was his. Now Joshua and them got to go back into, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. They didn't go with their own strength. They went with what God spoke through Moses and spoke through Joshua. Said, Joshua, my servant Moses is dead now. And I want you, a lot of old saints have died down and a lot of new stuff coming in. But God said, I'm using some people. Amen. And they call it old school. And God spoke to me one thing about it. He said, to me ain't no such thing as old school. He said, because Pentecost just really broke out in America in the early 19th century, over 100 years ago. And he said, I'm oldest in age. He said, I am oldest in age. I'm the supreme being. He said, that's just a cop-out because people don't want to do right. And they don't want to tend to the old past like the Bible said. Tend to the old past. They want to stray away from the old past. And God said that I'm raising up some people. It's going to be like Joshua. They ain't not going to try to do nothing new, but what I do new and what God do new, amen, ain't new to him. It's new to us. And so Joshua them took the land, and they got violence, and they took it by force. We're in the last evil day. Amen. One day people's going to wake up in the mark of the beast. Going to be on the land. They ain't going to be able to buy and sell these. They take a Nima, amen. And if they take this Nima, they're going to be doomed for hell. And surely we're in the last days, and I keep having visions about the last days, visions about the end times, visions over and over about the mark of the beast. So I know it's near, and I know Jesus is soon to come, but I will be ready when he comes. And he wants us to know that the joy of the Lord in these troubled times is our strength, and he is the rightful owner of our joy, the rightful owner of our peace, rightful owner of our hope, rightly on of everything. It was a young man in the hospital a few months ago. I had prophesied to Jessa, Georgia, where I have a church. And I told them, I said that one of the young people is going to drown. I said, God, so let's fast and pray. We fast and pray. And the young man went to the pool and he almost drowned it. They call it drown, but he's still living. And at the time, they rushed into the Savannah Hospital, and I went there. The man said to me, he said, Pastor, I don't think that he's going to ever come off this restoration. He was many where he said he's going to down, and I said he'll be off for this week. I prayed for him, and he was off for that week. Amen. And I went back, and he couldn't talk, and I stopped praying, and he started talking. And then the next thing I knew, in Atlanta, Georgia, now he's back home in school. Amen. Riding his bicycle and everything, the joy of the Lord is our strength. God gave him that miracle. Pastor Sue Hall, and these are true testimonies. Pastor Sue Hall, her daughter, had died in Baptist Hospital. And I told her I was coming out there, and when I got there, she got sick and she was dying. And she did die. And I prayed for her. The lady was telling her she needed to go home and make arrangements. I prayed for God brought her back alive. Amen. She did die months and months later, but he brought her back alive, she said. And I believe it was just an angel of the Lord, because I believe the Bible said the dead don't know what the alive doing. And she said her grandma came and told her they want her time yet. But the next time when God comes, she will go to go back home. At the moment I prayed for her, she woke up. She came back alive, and they came and told us that she was back alive. And so the joy of the Lord, the God is right on of territory, even when death, even as he was with Lazarus, he was the right owner, and Lazarus was dead for 3 days, but he brought him back alive. So I just want to encourage you, amen. I'm going to play this song, then I'm going to end it, amen, that I wrote called He's My Daddy, because Jesus is my daddy, and it's on the internet on Apostle Earl Thomas. You like to hear some worship song, Apostle Earl Thomas, He's My Daddy on YouTube. Prophet G, she listened to it on yesterday or day before yesterday one, and I encourage you, if you want to go hear it, you can, amen. And Evangelist, I don't want to announce her name wrong, but she's on the radio too this morning. Many times she have helped me sing it when she come to my church, and thank God for her pastor, amen. Thank you, Lord, to help us out through Pastor Mary, her good friend. And I want to encourage you that Jesus is your daddy, and you can go listen to that, amen. And I just thank God for Pastor Prophet G and her burden that she have for the young people. And not only was on that tent for about, she was on there about 3 weeks with me, most every night. Some nights she couldn't make it, but most every night she was. And she was comparing people, because it was 100 people walking by, amen, comparing people to come, amen, to the Lord, going out, amen, chasing them, taking them by force, amen, and that they'll get the joy of the Lord. They'll really have joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let me pray now, and then after I pray, I'm going to play this little song, then be back in the hands of the woman of God. And I just thank God for this opportunity. And I pray for the pastor mama that God will heal her. Father, we pray that pastor mama that you will heal her. Healing is the truest bread. With your stripes, God, already healed. Lord, she stayed up with her mama. In the name of Jesus, Lord, many nights I stayed up praying all night and had to be under that tent for souls. And God, we thank for her standing up for her mama, because she is a soul. She's your child. And continue to strengthen her mama and let her live to be 120. Lord, you did it for Moses. You can do it for her. And we believe, God, for it in the name of Jesus. And God, continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to let people know that you are Lord and you the right owner of the territory. And Lord, you have left your mark in the land when the blood of Jesus shed. Thank you, Lord, on Calvary. That was your mark, that you was taking the land and you possessing the land back. Because most of the time when somebody have the land, they cut off the head of that person and put him on a tree or put him on a stick, and everybody can see and let his blood just drain down to the ground and dry up so people can know. And we know our Redeemer lives, because he lives inside of us, Lord. And we praise you for just causing this ministry to go where it never been before, Lord. And God, continue to bless those, the blind ladies, open their eyes. I speak to their eyes like you did for that man and that woman. Many people I pray for blind eyes. You open their blind eyes. Lord, a lady came under the tent the first week, Lord, and I prayed for her. And God, you open her eyes, and I called nice, could she see? She said, I see real good. The Lord is doing a work in her eyes. And Father, we pray that you do a work in her eyes. Even the 92-year-old mother, Lord, Mother Brock, it had got a man mugged her and ran over her and broke all her bones. And we prayed for her, and you mend her bones back when she was 92, and now she's 95. And God, we thank for causing the mother to live to be an old woman. And God, all the women's God, the son today, God, they pulled their heart out. You put it back in him, in Jesus' name. He is my daddy, and I always will love him. And I worship him, and I adore him, because Jesus is my daddy. Amen. He's just, and we praise him for being out there.
Apostle, after the song, there's a lady, Victoria.
She wants to pray for you also.
I always will love him. Put your hands together. I worship him and I adore him. I put no one else before him. Cause he's my daddy. Put your hands together. He's my daddy. My daddy, and I always will love him. I'm gonna love him. I worship him, and I adore him. I wanna worship him. I put no one else before him because I love.
Call you daddy, we call you Baba, our Father. Glory to your name, Father. And Father, I lift up your son, Father. I thank you for the apostle. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that which you have poured out, Father, you'll fill him afresh in the mighty, majestic name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father, I thank you for the fire shield that's around him, God. The fire shield, Lord God, that will allow, Lord God, protection that will allow the enemy will not be able to penetrate. Father, we thank you for this fire shield that's around him, that's around his property, that's around, Lord God, his building, God, everything that is stern, God. I thank you for the in the name of Jesus. Maria sori bikandori biatai, labrositi le labori biatai. Lord, I thank you right now, God, that you are downloading, Lord God, in your servant, God. Lord God, new ways, new inventions, new ideas, new skills, new talents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that will cause many to prosper. Many will come out of bondage. Many will come out of poverty into prosperity and prosperity in the mighty, majestic name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for land. Thank you for land, God, that he shall possess in the days and the weeks and the months to come, God. God, I thank you for buildings, God. God, I thank you right now that you caused him to be an entrepreneur. God, I thank you that his name has gone out before him, Father. God, I thank you, Lord God, for these new doors of opportunity that will cause, Lord God, not only him to prosper, but many that are in contact with him to prosper in the name of Jesus. Miracle working power. Signs and wonders shall follow you. Signs and the wonders. They will be amazed. They'll be amazed because you seek the Lord. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for the miracles, God, that has taken place, God. Lord, I thank you that his hands are anointed, God, to cast out demons, God, his name. His hands are anointed to heal the sick. Lord God, I thank you right now, God, that he will bruise the, Lord God, every enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now, God. Spiritual authority. God, I thank you that you caused him to be a force to be reckoned with because his strength is in you. So, Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, he becomes the territory. He's taking over the territory. He's going into the land, and he's going to possess. God, I thank you for this anointing of Joshua and Caleb upon him, God, to possess and to take charge, to take over, that you caused him to be a policeman in the spirit, God. You caused him to hijack every demonic principality power, evil spirit over the people, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for this now. God, I thank you for the radio broadcast. Maria so lebrecki andariandai. Thank you for the radio broadcast, Father. Lord, God, I thank you right now from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God, and all surrounding counties. Shall hear a word, God, a word of deliverance, songs of deliverance, God, come forth out of his mouth in the name of Jesus. The demonstration of your power being seen, God, that others will be compelled to come in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bind up backlash and retaliation, revenge of the enemy, Lord God, because of his position as a gatekeeper, because of his position as an apostle, God, to be the first there and the first to do it. So, Father God, I thank you right now, God. New opportunities, God, coming forth, Father. You will give him favor every door that he steps in the name of Jesus. Everything that's been delayed, God, we put pressure on it right now to come forth in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you right now, Lord God, for contracts. Thank you for contracts, Lord God, building contracts, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you right now, God. I thank you even for a drug center. Lydia Soto. Thank you, Lord God, for a drug center, Lord God. Lord God, to cause the people to come out. The many want to come out, but they say, where can I go? So, Father God, I thank you right now. He said, Lord, I'll build a house. He said, yeah, if you build a house, I'll be in the house. So, Father God, I just thank you right now, Lord God, for this center that will allow, Lord God, those that are addicted to all kinds of addictions, Lord God, secret addictions, God, they will come out of, Father. So, I thank you for this center that will cause many to be set free, Father. Because it's the children's bread. And Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. Oh, yes, he said, I don't need the government because the Lord shall supply all of my needs. So, Father God, I thank you right now. Everything be paid in full, Father. Paid in full, Father. So, God, I thank you for the monies that are coming from all directions. And people are drive-by, Lord God, monies that will come and say, I just want to see a blessing in the hand of God. So, Father God, I thank you for the blessings that are coming. Laid at his feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we bless him right now. And we bind, Lord God, every Sam Ballard and Tobiah, Lord God, that we're trying to say, stop the word. And God, I think he said, a man said, I'm not coming down off the wall because I am doing a good work for the Lord. So, Father God, I thank you right now for those that are earnestly praying, Lord God, for him on a normal and daily basis. In the name of Jesus, to undergird him in the natural, to hold his arms up, Father, like Aaron and her. God, we thank you for the intercessors interceding on his behalf as he go and possess the land. So, Father God, I thank you right now, Lord God, for the new things, the new things, the new ideas, Lord God, the new gifts, Lord God, the new anointings, Lord God, the new money that are coming, God, finances that are coming, souls that are coming, Father, his way, Lord God, to edify your kingdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless him this day, Father, and we thank you for turnaround breakthroughs for the man of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Receive it forever. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. I tell you what, I'm glad I'm on Bible Storyland today. We have so many great men and women of God on. Bishop David Bryant was on, so let's see. We're going to try to get him back. He wanted to Let's see if he can speak for us this morning. He wanted to say something, but his call just kept dropping, so we're going to see if we can get it on this time. But I thank God for you, Bishop. Oh, what a word, what a word. A word that we needed. So I thank the Lord for that word this morning. Amen, amen. It was a great word, a word that the Lord gave you. It was encouraging. I thank God for the awesome word that he put in you to bring on Bible Storyland. So we are so grateful for you, Bishop. We know you work hard every day. You was under the tent last night and just, you know, praying in the prayer closet a lot for other people. And, you know, he sold out for God. But we pray, like she said, his strength in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We're thanking the Lord. We're thanking the Lord for you, Bishop, and for you, Apostle. We thank God for you coming on, giving your time to the Lord. We pray many blessings upon you. So I thank the Lord for each of you. You know, salvation, in past times, you know, God winked at ignorance. But now he's calling men everywhere to repent and to come to him. This is the time for salvation. We don't have time to play. We don't have time to straddle the fence no more. We got to be sold out for Jesus. So I thank God for each of you. You are sold out for Jesus. I thank God, you know, we are wise people. We don't choose to backslide. We don't backslide. We run into the presence of the Most High God. So I thank the Lord this morning for what he's done on Bible Storyland, what he's about to do. Well, it is testimony time, testimony. You know, I'm grateful for Victoria. I got a text this morning when I woke up that said that she, you know, was going to the hospital. But I thank the Lord. You know, we all prayed for her. I started praying this morning when I woke up. I didn't even know she was going to be on. I didn't know what the situation was. But I thank God for you, Victoria, being on. God is great and he's faithful, so He gave a breath, and here she is praying, a praying woman. She has a prayer line. I come on Tuesday morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Not Saturday, but Sunday mornings. So I thank God for Victoria's prayer line. You know, you can find her. You want to get a hold of Victoria, get on the prayer line early in the morning. Even at 12 o'clock noon, she's praying for people. So I thank the Lord that she sold out for Jesus, and when she texted me, said she wanted to pray for Bishop, I'm like, yes, ma'am. And, you know, if you want to get on her prayer line, here's the number you dial, 1-641-715-3286, 730-974-pound, and you could be on her prayer line. She on there continuously. So, you know, the devil just trying to mess with her, but God got her covered. He said, uh-uh, I got that hedge around my daughter. She going to be all right. So I thank God. It's testimony time. Press 1 if you got a testimony.
Amen. I got a testimony. I have to testify that the devil still defeated. Last night when I got home from work, I started reading, and I was standing by evil decrees, and it's just like, I know it was the spirit of Leviathan, you know, it is trying to just suck the breath out of me, and it was, like, hard for me to breathe, and I kept hearing, it ain't real, send it back. It ain't real, send it back. But I had to call, get some air, because I couldn't breathe, and I had to walk out the door to get some air. But see, I just know the enemy, when you start praying for people that have breathing conditions, you know, and then now I see myself now, you know, sensing what's going on with people for sickness and stuff. So the enemy is mad because I ain't backing down. I'm just pressing on, and I'm going to keep beating him down. So I just thank God, even through prayer, you know, and people interceding, you know, because we hit something. You know, when you hit something, the devil going to hit you back. That's all you're going to keep hitting him again. So I just thank God, even in this, to understand the spiritual side of things. That's why I told that nurse, I said, it ain't real. I sent it back. I just needed some air. She said, we don't see nothing. I said, you wasn't going to see nothing because this is spiritual. And she looked at me like, I said, this is spiritual. I said, ain't nothing going to show up on this screen. I said, it ain't real. I said, the enemy is trying to take my breath because I was beating him down in the spirit. So this was a spiritual battle. And I just thank God for even set up intercession.
Amen. Thank God for your testimony. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, a lot of times, you know, like you said, things are spiritual, and they don't find them. I've been to the hospital before, and they don't find nothing because it's a spiritual attack. They can't find that. But God is awesome, and he always revives us. You know, he's an awesome God now. He takes care of us. You know, he takes care of his children. So he continuously fighting the battle for us. I thank God for Jesus because he's with the right Father on the right hand on the throne room, and he's interceding for us. So he interceded for Victoria last night, and I thank God for her healing. Testimony time. Any more testimonies?
Super G, I got a little testimony. I mean, it's about the word, how God give you, how God let us know about our enemies. Now, he has showed me in Revelation 20 how, I don't know if it was God, they took Satan. They named all different names, and they took him, and they put him on the leash and put him in the pit. And God was reminding us that they are subject unto us, that when we are doing a good work, that the demons have to obey us. And so God is letting us know he's not leaving us in that state. We're in the battle, but we got to fight against what's coming against us. And that's what I'm saying. You got to use the word. And when he said that, if you got the authority, it's as simple as putting the dog on the leash. You have the authority over the enemy. I was like, oh, my God. We just got to walk. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. I thank the Lord for y'all's testimonies. Well, you know, it's prayer time. We got to continually intercede and pray for the body of Christ and pray, you know, for those who are not saved. We got to stand in the gap for those people who are not saved because, you know, God promised. He don't want anybody lost. He want everybody to be saved. So he's given us opportunity to speak to the lost so they can be saved. And I thank God for Apostle Earl Thomas coming on and each one of you who sang and gave God glory. You know, we got to continually stay on the wall. We don't have time to get off. This is the time to stay on, praising God like never before on Joyful Praise Day. Well, we're going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her mother, Mother Valerie Newsom, who was in the hospital, and for their whole family. We're going to pray for Jackie Travis, her patients and her family, and Mother Henry. She's a soldier, too. She's in her 90s. And Victoria, we're going to thank God for her healing. I mean, he's a healer now. Yes, he is. Yep, so anybody else, press 1. I see several people on. We have about 12, 13 people on here today, so I thank the Lord for who he sent. And sometimes people will text me later or Facebook me or whatever, and they'll say, I was listening today. It was awesome words. So we don't ever know who's listening. But we thank God for the listeners who don't come on live, but they listen. So we thank God. We thank God. Prayer time. Press 1. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Miss Teresa?
Yes. Hey,
hello,
girl. How you doing?
He's doing fine. I need prayer for my dad. My dad is not doing well. He's not doing well. He has prostate cancer, and he needs to know Jesus. He really do. He was always angry with Jesus, and I ask that we pray that God touch his mind, touch his heart, and allow him to accept who he is, so he will not go into heaven with that deity stuff in his heart. Pray for myself that God continue to open up my eyes and teach me how to forgive, because I still have unforgiveness in my heart. I always believe that it's gone, but it just seems like it's still there, and now I'm ready for it to come out wherever it is hidden in my body. Pluck it out at the root and not allow it to return back. And pray for my sister. She's on drugs. Touch her mind and her heart and teach her that she has the power to remove the enemy, just like the lady said before. We have the power, and I would like God to touch her and show her, give her a sign or let her see it. And once she sees it, allow her to believe that she has the power to remove it. because it's only a spirit that it can come out. I believe that it can come out, and I want her to believe that also. And I have so many people to pray for. My niece, give her the strength. She was at 19 years old, and she raised her brothers and sisters. Now she got a little guilt spirit inside of her. And I need agreement and the power, the supernatural power to just remove all the heavy weight that she have on her right now. And touch my husband. He is an alcoholic. He's coming in a little. He know the word, but he's allowing the devil to control him and heal all his emotional wounds from his childhood. It needs to be plucked out, and he needs to learn how to accept the truth, and he needs to learn how to speak to the right person that is going to help him heal, and that is Jesus the Almighty, the supernatural, the Father. He is the everything, and he needs to just know how to just come back to him and believe. He needs believing spirit. He needs believing spirit. And I thank you for this time. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, I tell you what, some people tried to get on this boy and they couldn't get on, but Prophetess Divine is here. How you doing, Prophetess?
I'm doing good. How everybody doing this morning?
Doing great. I'm sure Apostle is still on. So she tried to get on, Apostle, but the line wouldn't let her get on. But I thank God that a Prophetess Divine, she was under the leadership of Apostle Earl Thomas, and now, you know, she launched out with the Lord. Trusted in the Lord. So, you got something to say? You wanted to say something this morning, Prophetess Divine?
No, just thank God for being on the phone with y'all this morning.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes,
yeah, I'm going to have to call the station because somebody else told me they couldn't get on as well. But anyway, all is well, all is well. I thank the Lord for you all. We serve a good God, a good God. All right, yes. Prayer time. Anybody else? Press 1 if you're not already live on prayer. Prayer request time.
Sister G?
Yes.
Okay. Can you pray for my cousin Pearl? She's in the hospital. She's in ICU.
Okay.
Just pray for her, pray for healing. And pray for my family, as always. Amen.
Okay.
And my husband. Amen. Pray for marriages and relationships. And revival potential for all around the world. Revival.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist Stacy. Prayer time. Anybody else? Prayer. Press 1. Press 1. Got a prayer request. Okay, well, we're going to start praying. I'm going to call on some people to pray this morning for the prayer request. Apostle Thomas is still on. Of course, I need him to pray Victoria and Prophetess Mary Devon. We need you to join in, pray for some people this morning. I'm going to start off. And Apostle Thomas, if you could pray for Jackie Travis and her family this morning, her patients. She ministered to the elderly. Her job is to take care of the elderly people and for her family. So thank you. And I'll come back in. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you are a great God. You are a holy God. You are a righteous God. No God like you. And Lord, I thank you that you hear our requests even before we call on your name. What a mighty God you are. What a great God you are. You are faithful. You are Jehovah faithful. You are Jehovah faithful. We call you faithful. We call you holy. We call you God. And, Lord, I thank you for taking care of Mother Newsom in the hospital. You are everywhere, all at the same time. You're in every city, every state. There's no place that you are not. You're in Paducah, Kentucky, in the hospital with her. You are here in Jacksonville with us. You're everywhere. You're in Applin, Georgia. You are all over. Oh, God, you're in Texas with Avis. You are everywhere. You're in Pennsylvania, oh, God. There's no place that you are not. You are everywhere. You are in Louisiana. There's no place that you are not, oh, God. We're just thanking you this morning for being everywhere all at the same time, ministering to us even as we speak to you. You are ministering to your people. We thank you, Lord God. And so, Father, we thank you for Mother Hawkins, Mother Newsom, the Hawkins family. We thank you, oh God, for getting her out of her bed of affliction. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Father, we come in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for Sister Jackie. Lord, we thank you for moving her behalf, Lord. We know you're elevating her above all the things that she's going through, Lord. You're giving her the victory on every hand. In Jesus' name, we always pray. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Prophetess Mary, could you pray for Victoria as the Lord leads you, Victoria? She's on with us.
Okay. Father, we just thank you this morning, God, for Victoria, God. You see everything that she needs in the home, God. You see where her finances is liking, oh, God. You see that, God, that she needs even the more of you, oh, God. She's got more of you, more of your word, oh, God. And, Father, God, we touch and agree, God, that every need be met in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Apostle Thomas, could you pray for Avis, the lady that was saying that, you know, for salvation, healing for her sister, for her dad. He has prostate cancer. And for her sister, for her niece, and for herself, to remove the bitterness from her and save her husband.
Father, we come in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for this woman of God. We pray for her daddy, Lord. You know, I had prostate trouble, and you strengthened my prostate and gave me a miracle. And, God, we thank you for giving him a miracle because you was a miracle worker. Lord God, we ask you to save her husband, move her sister, all her family. In the name of Jesus, we touch and agree, God. And I know it's already done by faith, by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. And, Father, lift up your daughter, Evangelist Stacy Holman, her husband, her precious three precious children that you gave her, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in that family. And, Father God, we thank you that you're moving mightily for marriages, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for what you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you that you are holy God. And we thank you, Father God, that you created marriages. You know what every marriage needs. But, Lord, I pray that they will yield to you. Yield to you in their marriage, oh, God. You created marriage. You know how it's supposed to go. So we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that every couple will yield to you. The husband will yield to you. The wife will yield to you. And I thank you that they will depend upon you, oh, God, in their marriage. In the name of Jesus, they will bind the hand of the enemy that's coming against marriages. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. And we pray for revival in the land, revival in America, revival in the world. And we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would send laborers, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, all over for revival in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And, Father, I pray for Miss Ludell and her family. Pray for the senior citizens, oh, God, in Jesus' name. We bind up any Alzheimer's, sickness, disease in their bodies, and we thank you. We call forth health and healing in the name of Jesus. Satan, we put you on notice. No weapon that is formed against the elderly will prosper, particularly those that belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we lift up Bible Storyland today as we close out, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. I pray for every listener, every person who came on. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray a hedge of protection around them. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And, Father, I thank you for walking with us today, talking with us, being a lamp and a light to our pathway. And, Lord, we are so grateful that we serve you, the Most High God, that you give us grace, favor, and mercy on a daily basis in Jesus' name. Well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. We serve the Almighty God. Nothing is impossible to him. No limitations. No limitations on our God. And so we thank God that he is unlimited in power. He's unlimited in resources. He's unlimited in health. Whatever you need, God has it. So I love each of you, but you already know God loves you more. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Praise the Lord like never before, every day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Love y'all.
Thank you.